this is quite a new one to me, this, the actual anger management course. What has been useful over the last period of time is that RAD has, which initially concentrated solely on drug issues, have been moving into what would be was defined as the antisocial field. They have actually claimed a few of their actions as being the result of antisocial activity. So maybe this is just another extension of that activity.
Does this group have any support in the communities within Derry? Do people feel that when it comes to antisocial behaviour that the PSNI aren't doing enough?
Well, I mean, that is one of the reasons why groups like RAD exist, is that people do feel that the PSNI are either unwilling or incapable of dealing with the problems in the areas. So what happens when you have a vacuum like that in an area like Craigan or Gaia or Bogside? Then people do turn to other groups to fill that vacuum, to deal with those problems. And so they would have, I would describe it more as tacit support than active support.
And the PSNI themselves came out yesterday saying that when it comes to members of RAD, that there hasn't been enough convictions. How does the PSNI deal with this?
A group like RAD presents an absolute nightmare scenario for the PSNI in that, I mean, they're a small, tightly knit group. They are, short of actually catching them red-handed, it's very difficult to see how the PSNI can secure convictions against them. And if they caught them at hand, it's just going to be by chance. I'd say they would probably be difficult to penetrate. And people are not coming forward to the PSNI with information about that. Because, again, we've talked about the tacit support, the fact that people feel they're fulfilling a certain function.